My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, you love both the Guardians. You love the Browns. I know you love both. All right, well, you don't always like them. You don't always like, especially after Miles Straw got picked off last night. Which somebody did tweet, I don't understand the case of booing. I say boo. They're professional athletes. Boo. Boo all you want. Boo to your heart's content. You want to, I mean, as long as it makes sense, if you're up by 15 and all of a sudden someone strikes out and you start booing, well, you just look like an ass. But yeah, boo. That's fine. I don't agree with anything else being said. I don't want you to get personal with it or anything like that. I think that that's just going to get you thrown out of a game. But it's they're there to entertain you. Boo. I'm sick and tired. If you care about players more than certain other players, God bless you.
May
but
I
think
the
we've
case.
Drawn a line in the sand. Boo their asses off. I don't care.
As a person who was there and was booing, the reason that at least the people around me were booing was he was sent into the game to do one thing, and that was steal the bases and get around.
And then
right?
he got picked off.
We've got to score runs.
Yeah.
And the guy they pulled him out for is one of the hottest hitters that we have right now, uh-huh. in Manzardo, who just won the game.
Oh, and
for
that
us.
You hit on it. You hit on it. That knowing that you're not going to see Manzardo the rest of the game, even if it's good situational baseball, to have somebody with good wheels, you know, on the bases. I think that is what ignited the fire with the fans last night.
It was not good out in right field, I'll tell you that.
He's getting paid $4.9 million, and somebody highlighted to me they are on the hook for him for like another 2 years.
Yeah.
Do you think about that, what it
Who
would be like
hell
to be
making... thought that was a good signing?
To be making that kind of money and spend
Miles
your
Straw,
whole
dude.
Season in the minors, what that would be like. Knowing that you've got these other up-and-comers, the people that go to the minor league games are not there to see Miles Straw, and he's making that kind of money. And then do you wonder if he gets hit up a lot for cash from some of the other guys?
Oh,
I'm sure. Well, I don't know. I mean, it's changed a little bit in how the minor league pay structure is from, especially, Ken, you were down there in the minors, and you know when these guys came back on rehab stints and what they had to do.
Well, I've told the story. Kerry Wood famously spent thousands of dollars on us for a – he has to have a world record for the largest Cracker Barrel gift card ever put on a gift card. Like – The size of the gift card is still the same gift card, but
they
I think
give
it,
you a ceremonial.
Some said
3x5.
I know
gift
it
card.
Was at least $5,000 on a gift card for Cracker Barrel. Some
when
say
when it's that much money, Kenny, it should be like the checks they give you for the charity events.
Yes. Some say it was. The legend has it. Some people say it was $10,000. I think it was $5,000. Either way, I mean that's a hell of a lot of chicken and dumplings. But Owen's right. Usually, like when a guy. But that's only for a rehab start. I mean, if you're there every day and it's just part of your life, I don't know. And I was down there when guys were making – there were definitely guys who were first-round picks who had their luxury automobiles and some very nice vehicles and things
At
like that.
At that time, though, there were guys in the minor leagues that were making less than a lot of guys listening to this show.
Yeah. A lot of part-time guys
Listen
to this show.
Yeah.
There might be some high school kids, depending on what they're doing on YouTube and things like that, with their unboxing and things, that might be making a hell of a lot more than some of those players. I mean, for the four or five really nice vehicles in that player's lot that was parked next to my old Silverado, there were some beat-ass old Buicks that were definitely hand-me-downs from grandmas who gave them to their grandsons to sell weed out of in the late 90s and early 2000s, and then ended
reckless
up they bought them for $600.
I want to add to this.
You
though.
Never sold weed out of an old Buick LeSabre.
Mine was a Dodge Dynasty.
Cast the first stone. Thank you. Cast the first stone. Go ahead, Tone.
I want to add to this. I mean, in 123 games this year in the International League, he is batting .240, and he has hit, Kenny, how many home runs?
Who? Miles Straw?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I ain't looking at his stats in the International
League.
The
answer is three. The answer is three, and the reason I bring this up is when the other guys, you know, they all know what each other's making. They can act like they don't. They do, especially the guys that cannot believe that he has been in the majors and they haven't got a shot, and they are sizing up the money, and then they're sitting next to them every day going, how did he get those opportunities?
Yeah.
How did it happen? And it discourages them, and it probably knocks them so – they're so psychologically snake-bitten by seeing guys like that around the minors that got their chance, and they feel like they never got their chance. It's got to be very frustrating.
Yeah, probably it is frustrating to them, but I still think of this in the long run there. They got to take care of their own business. I can't just go counting Miles Straw's pockets. It's frustrating for me that Miles Straw makes that amount of money. And it's not like if we were in New York and we were like Mets fans, they got all the money in the world. I don't fault Miles Straw for making the money. I really don't fault Miles Straw for making the money in the first place. It's the American way. Go right on ahead. But I'm upset at who gave him the money, because why of our very, very, very limited resources do we spend any of that money on Miles Straw? Why would you do something like that? What told you to do something so reckless?
Here's why this is so different, though.
I wanted to do something completely different, and now we're bitching about Miles Straw, which is therapeutic, so go right on ahead.
What I'm saying is this has got to be so amazingly different. Like, we understand they're professionals. Professionals make a lot of money in the professional sports, but not in the minors. And it would be like, Kenny, if all of us were going to the radio station every day and, I know Ken makes this much money. I know Owen makes this much money. Mitch makes this much money. And then here is some other guy that was in New York one day, had been on national radio, and we knew that he was making $4.9 million this year, and then did terrible radio every day. We would be incensed.
Yeah,
we would hate that guy.
Of course. You and I would feel that way. We have felt that way about people before. But it's still like I still have to, and you and I, okay, if we want to pull back curtains here, you and I have had these discussions about other guys, and I've told you a million times, and you've agreed that the only thing you can do is focus on your own work. So I can be as pissed as I want to be with Miles Straw, but I still have to stand in the box and rake my own so I can go ahead and make my own. I can't do that. I can't fault the Guardians. I could be upset with the Guardians and think that it's a waste of their resources if I were a player in their system to say, why can't you give me that money? I'm a way better player than Miles Straw. But that's up to me to make that difference, or let anybody else see me to make that difference.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
John Kinsey Noel, who, you know, is a minor leaguer.
I'd much rather give right now that money that Miles Straw makes to John Kinsey Noel.
We could transfer the money over.
We should be allowed to do that. A one-time unilateral, they have no say in it, transfer of cash.
I am willing to put on a ski mask and rob. No, I'm not going to go that far. I'm not going to do that.
I got a Reagan mask.
I'm not going to do all that. We should dress up as Elvis impersonators and
jump out of an airplane.
Go ahead.
Let's go.
Go ahead, Tone.
Here is the gut question I want from any fan, especially those that were booing yesterday. Miles Straw, they want him up for his speed. They want him up for his defense. Will he impact a playoff game on a positive this year?
I was going to say Michael Martinez impacted the playoff game one.
Okay, well.
He had speed and defense.
I certainly hope so, because the only other reason I could say for him being up here is that they're going to get their money's worth, that we're paying, like somebody looks and goes, we're paying him $4.9 million, which I got it wrong. I said $4 million earlier. It's actually $900,000 more than that. We're paying him $4.9 million to play in Columbus. Is that what we're doing? We're going to bring him up as soon as we possibly can. And so they brought him up as soon as they possibly could, which technically wasn't even like a September call-up or anything, because Stephen Kwan's banged up. So now I got to bring this guy up here because he's fast, whatever. I don't care how fast he is. If he can't really do what's necessary to get on base other than be a pitch runner.
I'd like him to be a little bit faster returning
guys,
to first base.
I thought I saw Travis Freeman play just as fine out in center field as I did Miles Straw. And if anybody has a problem with that, fine. I think a lot of people agree with me. You nodded your head at me, Owen. I know Tone can't see it right now. I thought I saw Tyler Freeman, who had, what, no experience before spring training?
No, he was a shortstop, yeah.
Okay, so I saw a guy who had no experience in center field before play just as well.
There's a and we reason gave that this he guy started the year in million? Center field and Miles Straw started the year in Columbus.
Exactly. It's garbage all the way around. And you have the one chance to start building it back up, and you immediately let it go when we really want to seal the deal and put this thing away. Because there is this situation that's looming, and this needs to be mentioned too. At the end of next week, who do we have, Owen?
We've got the Astros to end the season.
And we're in some weird Mexican standoff now with this season where this has to be explained, because I walked into an argument with you and Andy. I'll try to be as open about it as I can. Let everybody jump into this. If you beat Houston, what does that do for Houston?
Well, there's a possibility, and we've mentioned for a few weeks now, Houston's the hottest team in the AL. They have been, and it's partly because they started off so horribly, right? So they have the room to be good here at the end and make an impact. You have five more wins than the Astros right now. If that's down to three more wins than the Astros and they come into town with second place in the American League on the line, you better believe they're treating it like a playoff. You have to treat it like a playoff now, because it's the difference between a first-round bye in the wild card round or being in the already in the divisional series and not using any of your pitchers. So it's a playoff that it's not. It's a dry playoff run. Not that I necessarily want to be in that situation, but I don't think it's the worst thing for after seeing, especially last night, and a decision that, you know, I understand why you put the faster guy out there, but taking out one of the hot guys in the lineup to put the faster guy out there, if we are down to three games left against the team that might take that position away from us, are you making that same call there? I think we need a dry playoff run, and the Astros are coming to town to end the season.
Let me try to make it real quick on the Astros. It's like I'm not going to be and bring on the Yankees mode. It's the one team I really don't want to see. I really want to avoid him.
Are we going to see him 2 weeks after that?
And eventually we're going to have to confront our demons. I understand that.
It's either them or the Yankees.
I almost look at it.
One of them.
I look at it in the same way. Where a lot of people like Mike in Collinwood earlier this week calling in about the third down situation.
Play calling, yeah.
And I understand what Mike is saying. That's why I'm not going to sit there and call Mike a dummy, because Mike knows ball, and I'm not going to say hang up on him and give him sweet chin music or anything like that. I respect his opinion. There were plenty of people who disagreed with me. I respected their opinion about it. It's just a different way of thinking. So you could say, Ken, I understand you trying to get the first down because it's the only way to get the first down. But they don't trust the quarterback is what that fan is really saying. For me, I understand what Steven Vogt is trying to do. I don't trust the guy he's putting out there. Because in the same vein as what Terry Francona was saying about Angel Hernandez, why does this always seem to happen when you're here? And that's the way it seems to be. Frank in Gates Mills, you're next up on the Fan.
Good morning. Why are you guys picking up Miles Straw? He's out there trying. I mean, so, yeah, it was a bad contract that the Indians...
Well, I'm glad he's out there trying. I'm glad he's giving his effort. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, the Guardians signed a contract that had he turned his bat around and become a good batter, and he hasn't, I agree with that, you guys would be sitting there talking about how great of a signing it was because you signed him to a long-term deal when he was young, like we've done with some of our other young players.
Yeah, but he didn't do that.
He didn't do any of that.
A lot of what ifs right here.
Right. Not yet. Are they going to get rid of him?
It's middle September.
No.
They're in the playoffs in 2 weeks.
No. They're not going to get rid of him.
I'm not talking about the playoffs right now. I'm talking about sometime in the future. Do you have any sense that Miles Straw might be a good player for the Guardians?
No.
So they're going to get rid of him.
They might hold on to him just because of the money that they're giving him.
And because he might figure out how to bat.
I might not make it through this phone call.
Well, I don't know. I didn't need for that to happen.
There's a lot of what ifs.
I think we can get him down to Columbus and start to work on things, and then maybe we'll give him a shot if he can first turn it around, I don't know, in the International League.
He had the whole season to figure it out down in the International League, and he obviously didn't make it through there and get called back up in July and make an impact on this.
I might be able to get my weight under control. I might be able to get over the fact that my wife went into Snoop Dogg's tour bus and I really don't know what happened in that day, that night. But you know what? It hasn't happened before and it probably ain't going to happen in the future on either one of those situations. So me and my insecurities and Miles Straw sucking up the room with the Cleveland Guardians is probably going to continue.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Noor Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Noor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Noor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.